Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We're just talking about something. We're going to talk when we, hour number three, about COVID-19 lawsuits still going on. About people who were terminated as they refused to take the vaccine. But there's a law. People always bring that up to me. Can't you sue? They can't force us to do that. There's a law we're going to bring up. It just spaced me, and Todd's looking it up. Back in, I think, during the Spanish flu in 1919, what was it?
It was actually... It was smallpox.
Smallpox.
I think that's what it was.
So we're going to get into that and look into that and go over why... A lot of these cases have failed, these lawsuits against government or companies for can't come work because they didn't have the vaccine. And we're going to discuss that briefly. Then we're going to get into really quick. We never finished up hour number two about social media being sued, just like the big cigarette companies and stuff like that, where they argue that there's social harms from these companies need to be paid for, and there's actual school systems and cities and states suing. Funny, like Todd said, Seattle is suing that about social media harms to the kids. But we're going to get into that. We got a lot of fun, interesting things to discuss with that. Talk about Alaska Supreme Court is going to talk about residency and what. Residency means to someone running for office. Don't forget, there's a lot of people that can argue, look, you're not a citizen of this state, and you're running for a state office, and there are certain rules and regulations need to follow. And those who have insulin or take insulin, it's things are going to go well for you coming up. We're going to tell you why. And then, more importantly than that, we have to remember that we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. We are the most interesting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth because, you just want to make sure that you don't use us as, anything reliable unless it's on the dinner table. And Cal brought up a good idea, or in line at Disneyland when someone says something, you can always use that. Or to stop. If there's a fight going on, or people, I saw something on social media about a fight going on while they're waiting for their food in a fast food restaurant, and people got hurt, and say, stop, Radio Law Talk wouldn't approve of this. Maybe that'll help. I'm not sure. But we do have KFIR 720 in Albany, Oregon. Welcome, WZWW 95.3 FM in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, that's new. Welcome to the family.
And by the way, if you write a request for a T-shirt, meet me halfway. Send me an address.
I know, that's what I said.
Be helpful. Yeah,
and a size.
A size would be preferred, and an address would be helpful.
All right, Cal, let's do a case or no case, our final one for them.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah. Cal, just a note, Cal.
Yeah.
I am 0 for 2.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And I'm 2 for 0.
Yeah, Denise is 2 for 2.
2 for 2.
And Todd, you are...
Wait a minute. Saying that, you should be 0 for 0.
I am 1.5. I'm half for 2. So I got I got 1 point on the first one. I got nothing.
Batting 333. Okay, yes. Here we go. Let's see how you're doing on this one. I'm taking you now to Britain, the Great Britain, the Isles of England. A hotel chain is investigating because a pornographic video was filmed inside its premises at the Travel Lodge in Tyneside, England. That was just a number of weeks ago. They found out because an employee was watching some inappropriate video on the overnight shift and said, "Hey, that's our hotel." Recognized the place, told his boss. After a thorough investigation and multiple viewings. They said, why, yes, this is our hotel. And
multiple viewings.
Well, they want to be sure.
Exactly. And this
George, come on in. We got to make sure that you agree with us.
Does that look like the type of bedding we use?
We're going to bring the whole board of directors in to make sure we want to.
Yes, yes, yes. That is the stock paintings that we have on the wall.
Apparently what was it called, the hotel?
Travelodge.
Well, is that a hotel?
That's a chain. Again, you would never go in the Travelodge.
Yeah, it's a,
We'll leave the light on for you.
No, different one. It's not that it's bad. It's just, it's a,
So they watched
it. It's not five star.
They came to this conclusion. Does it get any stars? They came to this conclusion. They said, this is, in fact, an X-rated video, and it's our motel, we know, because they used an establishing shot of the front in the film.
Oh,
anyway,
my God.
The hotel ownership group said this was not done within our booking terms, because we had families staying here for the weekend. So the Patels decided, the owner said, we had to see if we have a case against the porn film makers. And let's see, I think it's Todd, right? Todd, case or no case?
Do they have a case against the makers of the film?
Well, Todd wants to know if you've got the film that he can review to make sure that...
Yeah, he needs to have, he needs to do a little investigation.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah.
He's already seen it, I'm sure.
I am...
With x-ray eyes.
Yes, I...
He can tell you which hotel and all the...
But I did not inhale. I don't know how that worked, but look. So I you can't run a business. I'm sure that there are things you can't engage in illegal activity in the hotel rooms. You can't. There are probably things that say that you can't do that. Look, engaging in the activity itself between two consenting adults, assuming that there's no money exchanging hands for it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They obviously could not prohibit that sort of activity. So the question here is, well, what's the problem if it was filmed? Did they have any complaints from the guests? Were there any complaints from the guests about the,
I think their sensibilities were offended by the fact.
Okay. And honestly, most people probably, look, your sensibilities are going to be offended if you see anything like that going on, whether it's being filmed or not. Nobody wants to see that. So here's the thing. I think they call their attorneys, and I think their attorneys look at it and say, yeah, you don't have a cause of action here. If they were running prostitution out of there, yes, you do have a cause of action. That's illegal activity.
Well, they're getting paid to perform.
Well, that's true, but now this was England. Mm-hmm. This was England.
Right.
And I did have a case when I was a prosecutor where the local law enforcement had done a sting operation, where the law enforcement posed as the John, and you had the people coming in to provide services for law enforcement, and then they give the buzzer, and then the folks would get arrested. Well, here's the thing. One time there were two women that went in, and the John was just supposed to watch. They arrested him, and there's a defense for that. There's a case in California that says it's not illegal to pay two people. It's only illegal if you engage in it with them. And the case is otherwise, every producer in Hollywood would be guilty of compensating actors for purposes of something that they do while the camera's rolling. And so because of that, unless you are going to engage in that, there's no illegality there. And so the fact that they were actors or folks being paid, there's no illegality. I think their lawyers would have known that and said, yeah, there is no case here. So no case.
Wow.
By the way, they went to the hotel because the castle next door where they planned to film the porn saw what they were up to and kicked them out.
It wasn't the castle Anthrax, was it? We are four young blondes and brunettes, all between the ages of 17 and 19. Monty Python. Reference.
Just a flesh wound.
All I got to say is this is getting complicated. We'll be back after this.
The answer to case or no case, Denise's answer, Fred's answer, and yours. To find out if you're right or wrong, next on Radio Law Talk, right here.
You found Radio Law Talk.
Commercials on and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-798-1627. 800-798-1627. 800-798-1627. That's 800-798.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can we stop now? Show me the money.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
After the Princess Bride guy already explained everything, I think it's Denise's case, isn't it?
Denise, what do you think about our case or no case?
Well, it's an interesting, concept.
It always is.
I did a mini pupillage in England, and their law is different.
And what did you learn in that mini pupillage?
Why does that sound so funny to you?
It's just a funny word.
In England, you actually do a year pupillage in order to become a barrister. Okay. Anyway.
Isn't that the hotel you do the pupillage?
Only the Travelodge.
At the
Travelodge is not a hotel. It's a motel, isn't it?
True.
Well, it's England. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
So because of that huge distinction, uh-huh. I don't think any Brit person would actually make... I'm really struggling with this one because they had in the pornography show, they had taken the whole front of the motel picture, and they used it to get money. So they used like the commercial likeness of that motel.
But it's kind of sitting there out in the middle of, so what? It's out the road. You can take a video of that.
Yeah, but it sets it up for, you know, a bad reputation. Can you have damages to a corporation for those type of, you know, things or using its likeness in that way? And I think you can.
Everybody gets their picture taken in front of the place they stayed.
Yeah, but they don't sell it. They don't sell it.
Okay.
And pornography by nature is sold and consumed by people much like yourself, Todd.
I'm teasing you.
There's something about this that is a compelling story.
Oh, I bet.
But I think because it was said it was a hotel and not a motel, I honestly feel like this is made up.
Okay, we'll take that out and just use the word Travelodge. I'm just doing that to help you. Okay, Fred, what do you think?
All right.
The answer is, I'm still doing the psychology of Cal. Cal is a very pious man, and he is a very good person, God-fearing, Christ-like person.
Thank you.
Now, he would never come up and talk about a pornography thing as something he made up, because his wife, Dawn, would say, what do you think? Thinking about now? What's this deal? So, this is a fact case.
What's in a bathroom book?
This is an actual case.
Hey.
Because he would not make this up. And I think the winner is the people who made the video, because they have a right to do that inside the hotel/motel. Because it's in England. That's all I know. Because I don't know English law. So, case. And the people who made the video win.
Okay, and Todd, you said...
I said it was not a case, but a true scenario. I just said that when they went, their lawyers like, yeah, you don't have a case.
Okay, Denise, so. You said...
I said no case.
Okay. Well, here's the story.
Of a lovely lady.
No case yet.
Oh!
There were 28 adult performers who they stayed at the hotel. They were going to do their shoot at a nearby castle. As soon as they started, the castle caretakers came out and said, no, not here. Get out of here. Where should we go? Anywhere. I don't go. How about the hotel next door? So they went there, booked the rooms. Hotel ownership, rather, has threatened to file a suit to recover damages. But as of now, no case.
Oh, gosh.
What did you say, Todd?
That is almost exactly what I said.
Damn it.
Yep.
0-3, Fred Penny. I am a loser today.
I'm so sorry, Ted. Fred, I try to give you a softball here. Nice, easy one.
Well, was I not correct about the pious part of you? I was giving you such good kudos.
Well, I appreciate that, because pornography is something that I disdain.
I'm glad you do. We all do. Yeah. All right, social media. Let's finish what we're saying about the social media being sued. And Seattle's the first one that's going to sue all these social media companies, saying that it affects the children and is harming the children, which is causing more money for them to take care of these children and their psychological issues. And Seattle has brought a lawsuit. And by the way, some other states and or cities are threatening to do the same thing. Todd, you brought up an interesting point about Seattle and the issues there, which, by the way, I know of. My friend's mother went there for a while and had that same issue you were discussing.
So yeah, here's the thing. In the Seattle lawsuit, now this is the Seattle lawsuit against Big Tech saying that, you know, your Facebook, the social media is having a negative effect on the kids, and they cite a 10-year study from 2009 to 2019 where they said that the students were reported feeling sad, hopeless, depressed almost every day for two or more weeks in a row. And my first thought was, really, this is coming from Seattle, where the sun shines only 152 days on average per year. The city that probably has more instances of depression because of lack of sunlight than any other city in the United States. And I'm thinking of, I know one NBA ball player, who was a big name ball player, traded from the Milwaukee Bucks to the Seattle Supersonics back when they still had a team, and his career tanked, and a lot of it was dealing with the depression after he moved to that area. I'm thinking, well, you know, if you're going to have an area that's citing depression, Seattle might not be the best area to really tout that, because they don't get as much sunlight there, and that does affect people.
And you know what that is, right? That's called seasonal affect disorder.
Yes.
And it's the school districts. It's actually the public schools that have filed this. And I thought, how do they have standing to file because of damage to children? That I didn't make sense. But you had a good answer for that, didn't you?
I don't know. Did I?
I thought you did. You said because they pay for a lot of special programs. Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Fred said that.
Yeah.
And they pay for a lot of special programs for kids that are having special challenges.
Well, we'll see what happens with this.
I mean, I wonder if that stays. Of course, the kids who were feeling the worst here were the ones that had recently relocated from L.A. to Seattle, which would play right into the seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah. So. Well, we'll follow this next week, and we'll follow it the week after and the week after. We'll be back after this and talk a little more about COVID-19 lawsuits.
This is Radio Law Talk, and you're listening to Radio Law Talk on many great local radio stations. We love them. Thank you. It's also streaming live and free at RadioLawTalk.com, and every past episode is available there as well if you'd like the podcast. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Know someone with a drinking or...
USA News Update. Five more classified documents were found at President Biden's Delaware home. Aides to the president announced the findings Saturday. About two dozen classified documents from the president's time as vice president in the Obama administration have been discovered at his Washington think tank offices and his Delaware home. California preparing for major flooding and mudslides in the Los Angeles area again this weekend. Courtney Carpenter is with the National Weather Service.
Today into this evening, and then a second round of moderate to heavy rain Saturday morning through the afternoon.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has already declared a state of emergency. At least five people are dead after Russia launched a major missile attack on Ukraine Saturday morning. The deaths occurred when a nine-story apartment block was destroyed. 15 others were rescued after being buried under parts of that collapsed building. The attack also hit vital energy facilities across the country. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Brad's the best. Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So we're jumping on the COVID-19 question and lawsuit. So in Los Angeles, a judge, the ABC is asking a judge to toss out a COVID-19 vaccine refusal of an actor on General Hospital. And since I watch General Hospital so often and know quite a bit what's going on there, but the individual's actor's name was Redenbacher. He's claiming he was fired from the long-running soap opera, right, in November 2021 because he would not get the shot. Now, the network is claiming, first of all, and he's claiming it was religious and disability discrimination, invasion of his privacy, you know, et cetera, et cetera. They're claiming, at least ABC is saying, this is not a religious issue. In fact, you know, they asked him, you know, okay, tell us what religion you are part of that is mandating that you don't get this shot, and which he did not respond. The second thing is they argued is, the actor was going to be written out of the cast anyway, that the writers had already, prior to him doing this, eliminated or severely lowered his role in General Hospital to where he would be eventually written out. And then they were not discriminated against him because of that, but and his civil rights were not violated, but they just wrote him out and said, you're done because we're not going to use you anyway. And we were talking earlier that at this point in juncture, generally speaking, again, this is fluid right now, the government cannot require you to get vaccinated, but they can that an employer can or employer can require you, but you don't have to get vaccinated. You just have to leave the employment or do something else. And some people are saying, well, that is forcing you So it's kind of a fine line right now, and the Supreme Court is going to be hearing this stuff. But ABC right now is trying to get this thrown out, the judge to throw this out on its before the case even gets started, trying to claim that, look, it's not going to survive legal scrutiny, and we want you to throw this out. And the court's thinking about it.
This case reminds me of the Texas case where the nurses had claimed that they were being discriminated against because they refused to have vaccinations. And again, in Texas, that court came down saying, no, you're as a part of your employment, that could be required. And in that case, they found it to be a necessary requirement as well, one that did not interfere with their religious beliefs or their privacy rights as well. And in California, we are an at-will employment situation. So even if there's a contract, you're still at will. You can be fired for anything.
Right.
So I do think that that's part of this as well.
Caveat, you can be fired for anything so long as the reason for termination is not your membership in a protected class.
Right.
So you can be fired for anything, but not anything.
Not because of your religion.
Not because of your religion, your race. And that's what he's arguing here. The problematic thing I see in this case, in terms of what the defense is asking the court to do, on the issue of whether or not this was I'm not getting vaccinated because of my religious belief, is to the extent the defense is asking the court to make a determination of what can and cannot constitute a religious belief, I think the defense is putting the court in a very difficult spot. Because the arguments that the defense is making are among the arguments are these. Well, there's no formal organization, religious organization, that the plaintiff has put forward that you can join. And it's not a bona fide religion. And they're using terminology like that. Well, who makes that determination? I mean, you can't ask the court to say that this is an accepted religious practice and this is not an accepted religious practice. If your religion has filed articles of incorporation with the Secretary of State and they have their 501c3 designation as a charitable organization, then we'll recognize it as a religious organization, but this other offshoot here, we won't recognize that. Well, it's only going to be religious if you follow this book versus that book.
But it's a balancing act, don't you think, Todd? Because then every single person then will say,
yes,
no matter what, I was fired because of religion. So every person that's ever fired can then throw out religion. Oh, it's my religion that I sit and vape during work. Or a cult can claim
religious status.
Right.
You know, I'm a member of this cult,
right,
and we believe that our cult leader is Jesus reincarnate. Thus, we have a valid religion.
See, that raises
that's scary. That's scary, too.
That
that's okay.
Raises a yeah. problematic, because you got terminology there. I know religions, mainstream religions, of which very high-profile politicians and are members of, and they believe that they are Christian in origin, and yet others would say, no, you're a member of a cult. Because that's how they chose to label them. Now the question is, okay, because they're being labeled as a cult, is this now not a religion? It puts the courts in a very
right.
tough spot where they have to be the ones to determine.
Of course.
And I think I see the judge on the religious issue, in the Rademacher lawsuit, I see the judge saying, no, I'm not making that determination. That's a jury issue. That'll be a jury issue. I might have other reasons why I dismiss the case, but it's not going to be because of what a religion is or is not. I think that's a tough one.
Yeah, that is tough because, you know, you think, again, like Denise and I say, and I'm just throwing this out, I'm not saying I agree with this, anyone can claim religion then. The way he's talking here,
yeah.
Yes.
He's not part of any organized religion. I don't think you have to be, but you know, but anyone could say, oh, it's religion, and then therefore they can never be terminated, period. I think that's ridiculous. But you go back to the 1800s when there was a lot of religions that are even big now that were said were not a religion, right?
Well, it's real important what Todd said. It is the courts have to make these decisions. But is it a question of as a matter of law or is it a question of fact? And I agree with Todd. It is a question of fact. But the courts are going to have to address it. Even if it's a question of fact.
Well, see, here's the thing that I look at. Now, let's the freedom of religion falls under the First Amendment,
yeah.
right? So what is the standard that the government has to impose or has to meet in order to impose a law that overrides the freedom of religion? It has to be a compelling governmental interest, right? And so the question here is not whether – it's a red herring. The question here is not whether this guy has a valid religion or this is not a valid religion. And in all the cases we talked about, that's not the issue. The issue is whether or not the governmental interest that allows an employer to make it legal for an employer to act a certain way, is there a compelling governmental interest that overrides the religious interest – regardless of what the religion is. And sometimes that standard is met, sometimes it's not. It's the same standards that's employed with freedom of speech.
Yeah, but here we're not talking about a government actor. We're talking about a private ABC actor. So you're not talking about constitutional issues. You're talking about laws that have been instituted that may be federal in nature or they could be statewide laws in nature, but not going to the Constitution.
I would say it still goes to the Constitution because what we're saying here is, by default, an employer can't terminate somebody because of their religion. I would say that we all agree that you can't terminate somebody because of their religion. However, if there is a law that carves out an exemption for an employer because they're not vaccinated, because they're not this, that is the government saying, we won't impose this law on you. We're going to carve this out. We're going to make it legal for you to terminate regardless of their religious belief. But in order for the government to provide that relief to the employer, the government's going to have to show that there was a compelling governmental interest that allowed for that specific carve-out from the law to occur. Maybe they can, maybe they can't. In Jacobson, back in Massachusetts in 1905, there was a governmental law that was passed that everybody had to be vaccinated for smallpox. And it passed scrutiny before the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court said, yeah, 98% of the people that acquire the virus that causes smallpox actually get smallpox and they die. There was a compelling governmental interest for
correct
that.
But in ABC there's not.
Well,
the question is a private actor, and so what can you do as to a private actor as opposed to a government, a state or a federal? And I do think that there's a difference, a distinction, and I do think that it's up to the courts to make that determination, and yes, it may be a factual determination.
We come back. That was a good discussion. We're talking about Alaska, a lawsuit in Alaska, and we're going to talk about those people who take insulin. We got lawsuits happening that are going to be good for them. We'll be back after this.
Bottom of the hour break is coming up next on your local stations and on RadioLawTalk.com, and then the show will be right back. So just stay tuned, and we'll be here in a little bit. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk, Radio with Law Fred Penny, Todd Kuhnin, and Denise Dunn.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So a Republican in Anchorage, Alaska, is bringing a lawsuit, or brought a lawsuit against the Democrat, and we don't get into politics, but this is interesting. I want to bring this up about residency issues, saying that the Democrat did not meet the residency requirements of becoming a state House race that the Democrat won, saying that they were not a resident. So they're arguing that apparently every state, city, county has rules concerning what it means to be a resident. And I've heard and of others that it's really, I'm going to say, interesting how people move around to win certain races if they want to get into politics and change their residency. I've seen people do it with schools too, right?
Right.
They want their son to play at a certain football or their daughter to play at a certain school to get, so they can get scholarships. They move for reasons.
You ever heard the term carpetbagger?
Uh-huh.
That's where it comes from. A carpetbagger.
Oh, really?
A carpetbagger was somebody who back in the day would pack up all of their belongings in a carpet bag, go and move to a jurisdiction so that they could establish residency and run for political office in that area.
Post-Civil War, mostly Northerners who went to the South to try to get into Congress to represent Southern states.
I thought they were like escaping slavery or something.
No, they packed their bags in a carpet bag and moved to the South to run for Congress.
Wow. Nice.
You were going to say something, Denise?
No, I was just going to. Well, I was going to say this is there in Alaska. The state constitution says you have to be a resident of the state for at least 3 years, and you have to be a resident in the jurisdiction where you're seeking office in that district for at least 1 year prior to filing for that office. So if that's the point in time you have to have the reference from. So you've got to look at that point in time, where did you reside 3 years before and 1 year in which district?
And how do you prove it?
Utility bills, or what? No, you prove it by, this is the same thing that you prove it by domicile, which is a concept for whether or not a judgment can be enforced in the United States. Domicile, you have to reside in the state for a certain amount of time. If the concept is, where did you vote? The concept is, where do you receive your mail? The concept is, where do you work?
Doctors.
The concept is, where do you have a an address that you receive mail at? Where do you live? I mean, it's all
these facts. Whether you have a dentist or a doctor there, mm-hmm. or
everything.
Your dentist and doctor. I mean,
if
that's not the only thing.
You intend to stay.
Right.
That's also a very important thing, and not just there temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same type of thing. And it becomes more complicated when somebody's in the military, for example, because they could be living someplace but actually not
true.
Reside in that place.
Like so your kids still reside at your, even though they're, say your kids are in college for 3-4 years, they really reside at our house.
Right.
Because that's their still main domicile. They get their mail there, they do everything, they're just away from college. It was so weird because our kids would be away from college, and yet they would get this, okay, you got a jury notice. Our kids are 1,000 miles away in college. They can't do it. Well, they're a resident. I'm like,
yeah.
Kind of.
But that's the registered voting thing. That's the role
yeah.
they use, right?
Yeah, I get that.
But like if you send a kid out of state to go to a community college, right? And the community colleges usually have different tuition rates for in-state students versus out-of-state
yeah.
students.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
you send your kid there a little early. I think at one time in one state,
year.
I know it was like 1 year. Other states is 6 months. You got to go there, establish residency so that you can then qualify for the better tuition at that
right.
school.
Or state schools, not
yes.
junior colleges, normal colleges that you get state tuition.
That's a pretty
or the
thing,
count.
Right?
There are local colleges that you have to actually be in the county to get those special rates,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yep.
So it's yeah, exactly.
Well, anyway,
similar concept.
This is what's going on. It's in the middle of it. You know, obviously, the Democrats' lawyer says, oh, this is just a big political ploy, and the Republican lawyer, basically, the judge did hold for the Democrat and claiming they were residents, but the Republican's individual is going to appeal it and see what happens. Apparently, they're claiming that the judge made some errors in interpretation of the law. But yeah, how do you prove that? I know, again, when it comes to the IRS stuff, I know people who have moved out. You know, and they'll come back to California sometimes, but they literally have a home both places. But they have, I know for a fact, they've got all their doctors in. For example, a lot of people moving to Nashville, Tennessee.
Exactly.
Because of taxes. And they literally have.
Or their, Texas.
Yeah. They have mm-hmm. their doctors there. Their dentists are there. They get their mail there. Even if they come here, for say, 40% of the time, they're still residents of Tennessee. And, you know, I'm stuck here in California. I'm staying where I am. But anyway, that's very
interesting.
So
I have a trivia question real
sure,
quick.
Sure, I have a trivia
so
answer.
Where is the state? Where is the state Supreme Court located in Alaska?
Juneau.
Good job. Most people would think it was Anchorage.
No, Juneau.
It's Juneau. In fact, the whole legislature is in Juneau.
Right, right.
And, you know, Juneau is the other place where it has no sun for major periods of time.
Ooh.
And yet nobody argues that social media there is making their kids more depressed.
In the land of the no sun versus just the cloudy block sun, right?
Well, look, Seattle's the one that has the donuts that are kind of crazy, so, you know.
Donuts?
What's that donut
coffee.
Place? The famous donut places in Seattle, isn't it?
Krispy Kreme?
No, or is it Oregon?
Dunkin' Donuts?
No. The famous crazy donut place started in Washington. They have these donut places. That's crazy. I'll look it up. It's if someone talk about the California latest insulin thing, I'll find it. Do the insulin one really quick. One of you guys.
Okay, so California is suing drug companies because of the insulin prices. And what they found in California is, or in the United States,
yes,
actually, it's statewide or nationwide, that the cost of insulin in our country is 10 times the cost, or 10 times higher than it is in other countries. And that just doesn't seem right. So why is it that they are being upscaled so badly in the United States?
Well, the allegations by the state of California are that there's some sort of collusion going on by the manufacturers and some major pharmacies to keep the rates artificially high so that folks can, so they can make more money. I mean, at the end of the day, those are the allegations in the complaint. Now, the drug manufacturers and the pharmacies in particular, are saying, look, what are you blaming us for? We have zero control over what the manufacturer charges us. We just get it and stock it and sell it. That's what we do.
But you mark it up. You mark it up.
Well,
of course,
heaven forbid you're going to make some money, right?
You know, one of the arguments that they're making is, look, it's at one time the lawsuit indicated that the average cost for insulin was $98, whereas in Canada it was $12. And then the argument back from some of the manufacturers say, well, that's artificially high. The monthly, I love the way they phrase this, the monthly out-of-pocket cost for Eli Lilly insulin is only $21.80 a month. Note that they said the out-of-pocket cost.
Sure.
Well, to get that cost, you got to have insurance, and it's your copay. And I think what everybody else is arguing is, look, regardless of whether you have insurance, why is it this much? The people that invented insulin, sold it for $1 with the intention that this be universal for everybody. And the market came in and said, nah, we're going to jack up.
Well, don't forget Canada.
Well, Canada.
Canada is socialist medicine, so you can't do that.
Yeah.
So,
and it was in Canada where they sold it for $1.
Well, no, they sold the patent for $1.
The whole company,
University of Toronto. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, all I got to say is I was wrong. It was Voodoo Donuts in Portland, so it's not in
there. Right.
Cal, do we got to go? We got to get this rolling?
I think it's time that we get our quick takes in here. So, Mr. Penny, do you have a quick take for us today?
Yeah, okay. I just want to talk about your quick take, and not a quick take, your case or no case. Travelodge, we're giving you a shout-out. I'm sure a lot of your places are nice and not having these issues with the pornography company.
The one with the teddy bear on the sign.
Yes.
Okay, Todd, what's your quick take today?
On the issue of religious exemptions, can you imagine how much money you could make if you started a, quote, religion, registered with the Secretary of State, and its tenets were things like, well, we only work 2 hours a day, employers have to pay for our rent at home, food, health care, and we should also get paid twice the minimum wage. It's my religion. You got
to
do
it. And we have to smoke weed once a day. Yeah, okay. Denise, what's your word?
Well, I believe that we learn things from Cal. It doesn't matter if Travelodge is a hotel or a motel, not to the porn industry.
We'll be back. We ended on some bad notes, but come back 9 to 5 Pacific time. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. We will see you next week, regular time, regular station. Thanks for listening.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.